toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy the features on our website for free. If you'd like, you can help support the show by giving us some Bitcoin. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get a little bit of detail on how you can go about doing that. You'll also see the Bitcoin logo at the top right of our website. You can learn more about Bitcoin at weusecoins.org. If you're tired of watching the value of the U.S. dollar plummet or whatever fiat currency in the country in which you live, you're tired of watching the banks charging you endless fees and want to take back control of your own money, then look at Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, gaining popularity every day, free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can get Bitcoins anywhere in the world and use them anywhere in the world, and their value only seems to be growing with time. Learn more at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org as we continue here. We've got, for those of you just tuning in, I've got everything to talk about here, from dancing at the Jefferson Memorial being deemed illegal by some court in D.C., all the way to Ouija boards and sort of
floating furniture. I have another Ouija board story.
You have another Ouija board story.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. I want to get some other calls here and some thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like as well. 800-259-9231. People are explaining their bizarre, questionable, and very persuasive for them, at least, experiences. It's hard to for us on the outside to be more than skeptical because, well, it's their
it
experience.
Happened us.
Right. We weren't there. We can't really question too much about it. I think that some of them are very, very interesting. So you can bring up anything you'd like, though. 800-259-9231. And we go to your calls. Don is listening in Virginia. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say, for anyone who has these experiences, who believes, you know, absolutely it's true, I'm sure you've probably heard this before, but, you know, if you know it's true and you can prove it, there's a couple $1 million out there in prizes.
Yeah.
If you just Google list prizes supernatural, Wikipedia will give you a full list. I mean, so Gene doesn't feel left out there in China. There's even one in China for 10 million yen. And you can win it with a million U.S. dollars as well at the same time. I'm not going to spoil the results for anybody who looks at the list on Wikipedia, but nobody's claimed anything yet. So you can still get the money.
Yeah, I mean, if all it takes is to sit down and chant to make a table levitate, then surely someone should be able to do it. Of course, then I'm sure all the excuses come out, like, well, the spirits don't want to do it in front of an audience, or whatever the excuses might be.
Maybe spirits don't like to do it. They're a little stage shy. I don't know.
Maybe they don't like skeptics like James Randi. I don't know either. But
right. Well, maybe if you promise to donate $1 million to the Amplifier line, maybe that'll make them want to perform.
The old spirit's home. That'll motivate them.
Hey, thanks for pointing that out. It's certainly worth mentioning. James Randi, of course, is the former magician who is now kind of known more for, I think, his public skepticism about various different things.
Here's a list of reasons why the spirits never perform publicly or in a lab situation where it could be verified.
Right. He's close with Penn and Teller as well. They've had him on their show, BS, a number of times in the television program. And this is, I think it's known as the Randi Challenge or something like that.
He's basically a professional skeptic.
Yeah, so he's put up a bunch of his own money, and I think other people have kind of thrown their money in as well.
It started at like $10,000 of his own money, but then people started donating. The fund is up to well over $1 million now,
yeah.
I believe.
So it's there, and I'm sure you can go find it online, Randi, Skepticism Fund, whatever it takes. But obviously there's certain provisions on it, right? I mean, you have to do whatever it is that you claim you can do that is so-called supernatural, but do it under controlled conditions to where it can be repeated and you can really prove that you've done something.
It just needs to be verifiable yes, it happened and that there was no trickery involved.
Right.
And it's you know, all the basic stuff that you would, it's what you would expect if you're trying to, you know, show any kind of thing that amounts to proof.
And most people, when they're telling their stories, they're telling them in such a way that they understand that this was not a repeatable incident.
Right, like Matt's story being thrown out of a bed and having the bed levitate off.
Right. I mean, how's Matt going to say as a 12-year-old or even now, oh yeah, I can redo that whole bed levitating thing? Or Gene, you know, I mean, he whatever his experiences was when he was 12 as far as tables levitating, could he do it now? He believes it is contrary to his current religious beliefs.
So
is it worth $1 million to send his soul to hell? I suspect not. Dale, yeah. I mean, do you think you could get the Ouija board to predict where your most recent dog or cat has ventured off to?
I am missing a cat.
It's been quite some time. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to know where the cat is?
I would not feel confident in the answer unless I could then go and find my cat.
Well, that would be nice. Whip out the Ouija board. Let's find out the cat.
And then if I go and I find the cat, then that's going to be considerable.
That would have
a considerable impact on me, because that's something that you know I didn't have any form. My inclination, my most simple explanation, and to me this is not, it just seems to make the most sense, is that people are moving it subconsciously. Our mm-hmm. minds are very elaborate.
That's the moving the Ouija board.
Our minds are moving it subconsciously. We're moving it. We don't realize it. And people say if you put on a blindfold that it doesn't behave well at all.
I bet.
You know, I mean, it's just gibberish at that point. So, you know, do the spirits... someone might say, well, the spirits are possessing you, so they need to be able to see.
They need your eyes.
Just like they need your hands. They need your eyes, too. So you can, you know, it's whatever.
Well, you know, and I had an experience that I believe had something to do with a Sasquatch or something like that. How am I going to lure him back to that same spot? Every night when I drive by there, I look in that spot to see if he's still there, and he's not.
All right, so Dale, your other Ouija board experience.
Well, I played a practical joke on a friend of mine who was a true, true believer, and it was April Fool's, and he had lost track of this fact that it was April 1st.
Story's so already funny.
So, we just said, me and my friend just came up with an elaborate, Eric, you and I are going to do the Ouija board. And I'm going to be the super, super skeptic, right? Because I always am the skeptic anyway in that group of friends. And I'm going to be super skeptical. And it's going to become the evidence for the spirit is going to become overwhelming. And I'm going to keep denying it. And we just worked my friend up into a frenzy. We kept answering questions accurately. You know, and I was like, no, I don't believe it's really. I think, Eric, I think you're moving it. And Eric was like, no, I'm not moving. You know, and it just went on like this for a while. And so, because
you were the super skeptic, he didn't suspect you of actually moving it.
Right, I was the one moving it. You know, I think we even had Eric put a blindfold on. Since I was the skeptic, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we put a blindfold on Eric, and I just kept like making up ridiculous crap to explain it, you know, because I was like, so skeptical. I finally started spelling out like, Bobby, you're such an idiot. I can't believe you're falling for this. And he was not really reading it. He was seeing that it was spelling out words, but he wasn't reading it. That was how I was trying to tell him that we were playing a joke on him. And I was saying April Fools. And
so he was just taking your word for it as far as what it was.
I was spelling out that he was writing it down. You know, the third party standing next to it, writing down the letters as they came out. And I started spelling out, you know, April Fools, Bobby, you're so gullible, or something like that. And
I couldn't spell gullible.
And he was just getting more and more worked up. It's spelling out entire sentences now, you know.
The Ouija board needs a spell check.
Rolling on the floor, red in the face, laughing at this, and he didn't.
Wait,
know.
So how long did it take him to figure it out?
Well, we finally just had to say it to him.
Really?
You know, when I was rolling on the floor laughing, he started to figure something was up.
Was he not making the connection that it was telling him April Fool?
Yeah, no, he was just way too caught up in it. He was
incredible.
He was tuning it out, I think.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Some say what you were talking about earlier, Dale, with people involuntarily moving this. The Ouija phenomenon, according to Wikipedia, has been criticized by many scientists as a hoax related to what they call the ideomotor response.
Yes, that's what I was talking about without having a technical term for it.
Concept in hypnosis and psychological research derived from the terms ideo, or idea, mental representation, and motor, muscular action. The phrase is most commonly used in reference to the process whereby a thought or mental image brings about a seemingly reflexive or automatic muscular reaction, often of minuscule degree and potentially outside of the awareness of the subject. So, 1-800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you'd like. Coming back, we've got to talk about, if we get a chance, of course your calls come first, if we get a chance, we'll talk about the idea of public property and how to get from here to where we want to be, where there is no more public property. So I know, Dale, you had some skepticism around one of the ideas, which is just sell it off. We're coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. We've got a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the very same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that stuff for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand, featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. It's LibertyManiacs.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. So earlier in the show tonight, for those of you just tuning in, we talked about the idea of public property and getting it out of the hands of government, because with public property comes some problems. On one hand, the government says that, oh, you're supposed to have the freedom to assemble. Or at least they used to say that. They don't really so much care about it anymore.
They don't really mention that much anymore. But civics class, they still push it.
Right, but that's kind of what brought it up in the beginning, was there was a young lady who was dancing. She had headphones in. She was dancing to her own music silently in front of the Jefferson Memorial. She was arrested for this. The D.C. Circuit Court basically said, yeah, the government's fully within their rights to arrest this young lady because you can't do this stuff. Like, we can decide what you can and can't do as far as your assembly, your speech on government property. And all they have to do is just put it in terms like reasonable viewpoint restrictions. I've already crossed
viewpoint. It's a viewpoint neutral.
Yeah, that's right. Reasonable viewpoint neutral restrictions.
Do you remember? I don't know. I would like to watch them again. It's been a while. But do you remember how there was that TV show Bewitched?
Mm-hmm.
And they would, and several times in the show, they summoned a founding father to the present.
Yes,
you remember that.
And there was Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin went and gave a speech in the park and got arrested
yeah.
by police, you know, for not getting a permit to have that assembly or whatever. And Benjamin Franklin's quoting the Constitution, and he's like, yes. This is still in effect today, right? And
nope. Well, yeah, I mean, we had there was a video recently out of, I think it was California, where a couple of guys got arrested for reading the Bible out in front of the DMV, just completely on public property, just doing their thing, assembling and reading what they thought was important to them, and they were arrested for it. So there's all kinds of examples where the government people have put restrictions on the so-called freedom of speech, and, of course, they just run with it, and we all get, you know, less free as a result.
Well,
but what I had suggested was that, what I think, Mark, you and I had kind of both suggested that...
This is a foreseeable result, though, Ian. This is what I've been trying to get across, and I don't think I'm quite getting it to you. This makes sense. Now, would you agree that you do not have the right to peaceably assemble in the fast lane of I-95 South in Washington, D.C.?
It doesn't seem like a smart idea, but I think that sit-ins are a completely valid form of protest.
Okay, right, like there's a purpose for the area, and that purpose is driving. And when you're doing something besides driving, then it's a bad idea, and you're obstructing traffic, and you need to get out. And if a cop's got to come and drag you off to the side, I'm fine with that. That makes some sense to me. Now, I understand the whole property, public property argument. I really do. That's not what I want to get into here. What I'm saying is that the government is so invasive, and it's in so many things that it shouldn't be in, that it's natural and understandable that they have to assign sort of things that are proper to do in proper areas.
But as a result of that, Mark, then you get free speech zones where free speech is only allowed in a little crevice somewhere where the government has dictated.
This is why the government shouldn't be in the business of, A, setting up memorials for Thomas Jefferson, shouldn't be in the business of setting up even roads, honestly.
So the suggestion earlier was to perhaps sell this memorial to some private group, that way they could set rules and have whatever rules they want to.
Sell it to a particular group, the Jefferson Memorial Foundation, that would then run it in the way that
presumably
they would.
You would sell it to the highest bidder.
You're proposing. I'm not proposing that.
You objected to that.
Well, I worry. I'm just saying I worry about sort of this piecemeal solution of trying to deal with public property while there's still this incredibly invasive government. Like the suggestion was made locally recently because there were some people having protests in the park. It's public property, and that was their defense. And the solution proposed is to sell it, to make it a private thing, and then you can set all kinds of rules and everything. And I would totally see an invasive government exploiting the crap out of that, you know?
How so?
You know, I mean, they can put all kinds of pressures on whoever owns that park or whatever, and the control freak, as long as the control freaks are out there trying to control someone dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, you know, those are the kind of people that are going to get control of those things. I mean, I don't see it. It just looks like a. It's I worry about it at a time when we still have statism and when we still have control freaks all over the place. They're going to use private property to do the same sort of stuff.
Control freaks are always going to be a reality, right? I mean, there are always going to be people that we can't expect that everybody's going to come on board with the
ideas. Maybe to some extent, yes, but I'm just saying that... Yes, control freaks are a problem, and
but in the market, a control freak who puts too many restrictions on can be competed against by people that maybe would appreciate having.
We don't have
freedom.
A free market, though. I mean, this again, this is a piecemeal selling off parks and things to as private property. When we don't have a society that respects property, we don't have this non-intrusive state. We have a state that intrudes on private property.
Okay,
all the
but
time.
How do you get to where we want to go? I mean, if you're objecting to this, and I think you have valid reasons. I think there are other valid reasons to object to this as well, because it could be politically manipulable.
I'm not objecting to it necessarily. I just don't want to see it put forth as like it's going to just solve all the problems.
Well,
because I think you're going to be you might be surprised at how it doesn't really solve the problems that well.
When you turn it over to some organization, then that organization can no longer get the government funding, is what my understanding of it is. And if the government goes ahead and funds an organization, and I'll tell you, the local government here, you were talking about the Central Square issue here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the president at the time of the Free State Project proposed just turning it over to some organization who would run it in the way that they wished, and then they could do whatever they wanted with it. He wasn't real happy with the shenanigans that were going on downtown, mm-hmm. and that was his solution to it. And I thought that it was valid. Now, here in Keene, the city government is busy handing out money to all kinds of private organizations, and they probably would try to hand out some money to this organization, too. I think that that's another step that one needs to take, in which the government does not pick winners. The government does not hand out money to organizations.
Well, then wouldn't you want to support, then in that case, Mark, the open bids process on something like this, rather than just grant, okay, let's give it to the Jefferson Memorial Fund, because they're named right. Wouldn't you rather just then open it up to the highest bidder at that point? Isn't that less
prone
to corruption?
They're still controlling it. I mean, that, you know, either, well, less so with the open bid, but if they decide who gets it, they're basically picking someone who's going to run it the way they want them to run it anyway.
At that point, you're just, I don't know. You're saying highest bidder is the best way to go about it.
I'm not saying that's the best way. I'm saying between this, your suggestion of just granting it to somebody, that sounds like a political solution. Like, well, we think these are the best people to run it, so we're going to hand it over to them.
Highest bidder, and then they will run it tyrannically the way the government would have.
The highest bidder is a political solution, too, because all you have to do is spend a little bit of time in government, and you'll realize that the bidding process is corrupt. That, they'll put the highest number, but then they'll say, oh, well, this and that, and you have to pay for this, you have to pay for that. So they'll just have the highest bottom line number, but it won't be, in
fact,
the highest number.
So then just leave it open to homesteading?
I don't know, man.
Give me another idea. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What would work the best to get the stuff out of their hands?
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009, or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the features on the site include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. BVS.freetalklive.com allows you to interact with other listeners of this program, and it's all for free.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low, in some cases, they can't be advertised because the manufacturers have a prohibition against that. Get an additional 5% off. They're already low prices with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. Public property, it's a problem because, well, if everybody owns it, then no one really does, at least in theory.
It really is an oxymoron. The notion of public property, they are two words that mean opposite things that make no sense to put together.
Right. In theory, at least, it's public, so everybody should be able to use it. But, of course, in reality, public is just another word for government, and we
and
all
property
know that
means the ability to exclude others from the use of something. That's like the most straightforward definition of what property is you have the ability to exclude others from the usage of something, and or the right to exclude others from the usage mm-hmm. of something. And if it's public, obviously, then you can't exclude others
in
from the use of it.
Theory, but they do, of course.
Yes, of course
and
they do.
The government excludes whoever they want for whatever reasons they want to, and it's very rare that any court will actually err on the side of freedom these days as far as your ability to access so-called public property. I mean, Dale, you and I have been arrested on so-called public property for being there at this jail locally here over a year ago at this point. And we were just there doing essentially an outreach or a protest event, whatever you want to call it. We were there. We weren't hurting anything. Nothing was being destroyed, broken, etc. We were just peacefully holding signs and walking around the jail as we'd done at the old jail many a time. But the cops came out, arrested us without even a warning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've had this happen to us.
They tried to pretend that there was a warning issued after the fact to try and justify
it's nonsense.
It.
So we've had this actually happen in our own personal lives. And, of course, there's story after story of people who have just been clearly abused by the system. In this case, a young lady dancing at the Jefferson Memorial on Thomas Jefferson's birthday, celebrating in her own personal way with music that was only being heard in her ears. She had headphones on. She was dancing in front of the
sort of expressive dance.
Right, at the memorial, and she was arrested for this, and a court has decided that that's okay. It's okay for the government to tell you that you can't dance at the Jefferson Memorial.
Because even though it was midnight and on a weekend, it could have drawn a crowd at certain times, so therefore it was okay to outlaw.
What's wrong with drawing a crowd to a big memorial for a founding father?
Well, the suggestion is that, according to the judge here, picketing, speech-making, marching, holding vigils or religious services, and all other like forms of conduct which involve communication or expression of views or grievances engaged in by or one or more persons, the conduct of which has the effect, intent, on propensity to draw a crowd of onlookers. So,
what a bunch of malarkey. I mean, just shorten
the
it
right
down.
Outfit could draw onlookers, right?
Just shorten it down. Clearly, that would be a violation. Just shorten it down to, you will do what we say. I mean, because that's all just a bunch of rigmarole for, we own you, and you'll do what we say, where we say you can do it, and if you don't do what we say, then we'll put you in a cage.
Okay, so the problem I have with this, Ian, is not that they claim to own you, because they don't claim to own you in this instance. They claim you will behave in a fashion that is acceptable
because they
to
own
the Jefferson
you.
Memorial, and the biggest problem is you will pay for the Jefferson Memorial and its upkeep because we own you. Mm. And that's the problem. If I start a Jefferson Memorial and I say, nobody can come in here that doesn't act the way, you must keep incredibly silent and only wear this paper smock. Whatever my rules are, those rules are valid and okay for my Jefferson Memorial. Now, fewer people will come because I'm putting all these rules on, but that's okay. It's my Jefferson Memorial. I get to do what I want.
Yeah.
The government should be able to do, you know,
and more
an organization that owns this should be able to do what they want.
Very importantly, you don't have the ability to force people to pay you to support that memorial.
That's the issue. Like, it's about monopoly of governance, monopoly of ownership in this area. This should have been left to somebody to create a Jefferson. I think Monticello is probably, my guess, I don't know for sure, I'm just coming off the top of my head, is probably, which is Jefferson's home, by the way, mm-hmm. Monticello, is probably owned by some foundation or something like that. Maybe it was given to the state parks services, I don't know. But, you know, they should be able to do what they want.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, is there more to impart about this particular story? Is this young lady going to appeal this?
I don't know that that's true. Here's some words from the judge here. True, the dancing occurred close to midnight on a weekend, making it less likely that a crowd would gather. But the question is not whether her dancing was likely to attract attention at the particular time, as with the other prohibitive activities, the picketing, speech-making, marching, and holding vigils or religious services. Excessive dancing might not draw an audience when nobody is around. It would seem like it would be very difficult for excessive dancing to draw an audience when no one is around. But whatever. But the conduct is nonetheless prohibited because it stands out as a type of performance, creating...
You let one performance, you gotta let them all.
Its own center of attention, distracting from the atmosphere of solemn commemoration that the regulations are designed to preserve.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
I know you don't like it, but this is what I'm saying. Is
do you like
this
it?
This is valid for this place. It's the
no,
monopoly.
No, it's not because it's stolen and it's not valid. Nothing they say is valid.
It's valid for that.
It's a criminal gang making a decision about stolen property, Mark. Nothing
criminal
about that is valid in any way.
They divest themselves of this.
I understand that. Do you understand why it's not valid? Because it's not real property owned by anyone of legitimacy.
It's not currently real property owned by anyone of legitimacy.
Right, so it's public property, and so this young lady should be able to go back and dance her little heart out. And so should a bunch of other
people. Public
property
is owned by no one, so therefore...
Right, while there is this concept...
Actually, public property is most accurately described as being owned by the government. Because
correct,
because
the term public is an alternative word for government.
And if the government wishes to be... As far as I'm concerned, the government can have all of its property as long as it stops stealing from people.
I'm with you there,
dude.
It stops
threatening from threatening
That's
people.
That's what I said. I won't show up at your court anymore if you just stop stealing from people. If you stop putting people in cages who aren't hurting anybody.
Of course, they have
you stop
so
stealing.
Much illegitimate property at this point that was stolen and paid for with stolen funds.
But if you turn it over to them, they'll do so poorly because they're so ill-prepared for the marketplace.
That's
they'll have
possible.
To sell off and divest themselves of the property over time.
The property the government owns?
It's such a horrible bureaucracy that if it was just like a big company, that was super, super big company, it would just be like horribly clunky and just fall apart.
There are only two problems with government, Ian. This is the point I'm trying to make. There are two problems. One, they steal from people in the form of taxation. They threaten people, if you don't give us money, we'll throw you in jail or take your house away or whatever. And two, they... get rid of organizations that may try to compete with them. Mm. They will stop them. They'll put them out of business and that kind of thing. Those two things.
Yeah, it's a criminal enterprise from top to bottom.
Criminals would do just this. Yes.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231, especially if you've got an original idea or something that you'd like to share in regards to how to change this. Because while we all agree that public property is a terrible idea, it still is an idea that is prevalent. It's an idea that people believe in, and they believe in it to different extents. So, like, the people in the government believe it's theirs, and they can do whatever the heck they want with it.
And you'll live
and
with it.
And then somebody like me might believe that, well, if it's public property, it's mine, so I get to go there and do whatever the heck I want with it. And somewhere in the middle, there's a bit of a conflict of interest, and somebody's going to get thrown in a cage. And so it's something that needs to change. There's, I don't think, any real good answer necessarily. Like, you mentioned all the property out west. The government owns a lot of property.
Almost all of Alaska.
So how do you get rid of that? How do you get that out of their hands? It seems to me like big property like that that's just kind of empty, that's the easiest you can just turn over to homesteading. Just, okay, we're divesting.
Well, yeah, it's mostly not built on and stuff.
Yeah, right. You go, take whatever you want. I don't know how that's going to work out, but the market will determine that. Other stuff like the Jefferson Memorial, maybe it would make more sense to put that up to the highest bidder to pay off poor bastards that are trying to expect Social Security checks down the line, like Carrie Brown suggested. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe that's time for you and your thoughts. You can make a call right now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Features there, free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice, then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the Free Talk Live, or to mention Free Talk Live with the pull-down menu there when you check out. Just make sure they know where you heard it from. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want. Jason is in North Dakota. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I've got a question that I just was on the internet, and I was looking through some random videos that I usually look up, and one kind of caught my interest. And it's about this Vladimir Zhirinovsky or something, the Russian colonel of their army. And he was talking about this new weapon that he has yet to release that could wipe out a whole continent in 15 minutes. And I'm wondering if you've heard anything about it, like what you think about it. Like, is he just talking some crap or something?
No, I don't know. I mean, certainly governments are focused on destruction, and I mean, yeah, and we normally critique governments for being failures at what they do. And however,
they do pay people who are pretty good at doing some certain things.
They do throw a lot of money at defense contractors, and they end up coming up with some really horrific things. I mean, obviously, there have been some very destructive technologies that have been around for longer than my lifetime. Clearly, the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were evidence of
that's
that.
That's the start.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, maybe he's telling the truth, maybe he's not.
Yeah, I just wouldn't worry about it, because there's nothing you could do to change it.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Did you ever hear about, like, the HARP things, the H-A-A-R-P?
Yeah, it seems like a bunch of crazy paranoid conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, evidence for that.
I've just heard about this, and, like, I heard that it can, like, cause, like, tsunami waves, and in that video he was talking about, like, there was a tsunami in Japan. He's like, there was a tsunami in Japan, right? Well, there's another tsunami on the way. And
well, there's
like,
always tsunamis. I mean, natural
right.
Natural
if I say that there's going to be another tsunami, you could be sure I'm right.
Yeah. It's just like predicting there's going to be another earthquake. I mean, there are earthquakes every single day in this world. And the idea that the government has some kind of radio transmitter in Alaska that's somehow able to focus, natural occurring phenomenon is preposterous.
If they do, what are you going to do about it?
I have no idea. That's right. Like, I was trying to get some input.
That's one of those things where I just, like, it's not even worth
the calories.
We'll never know about it. We'll never be able to prove it. We'll never know. We'll never be able to do anything about it. It's one of those things that will just do nothing but cause you stress.
Right. Let's just shut down the federal government, and that'll solve that problem. Right. I mean, if it's true that that's really happening, and if it's true that they're spraying chemicals from the sky, and if it's true that they're poisoning the water, then if we can just shut down the government, that'll solve most of those problems, don't you think?
One other thing that he said, though, was there was some kind of feud between him and Great Britain, like, in 2005.
Between a Russian general and Great Britain?
Yeah, like, he said that he was going to put a nuclear bomb in the Atlantic Ocean and blow it up to create a tsunami wave to wipe it out.
Now, what, you're talking about, I'm sorry, to wipe what out?
Britain.
To wipe out Great Britain.
Gotcha. So, you saw this video?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's like a news reporter that's talking to him, and he just goes off about this new technology that he has.
Now, it's translated from Russian to English, or is he speaking English the whole time?
It's translated.
Gotcha.
And he says that he can pinpoint any point on the globe, and in 15 minutes he can make everyone go to sleep permanently.
Quite the claim.
Sleep permanently. I've never heard of this claim before. Yeah.
It's quite the
thing. Called death.
Extreme claims require extreme evidence.
Isn't that called death?
As far as I'm concerned. Hey, thanks for the call. Good luck out there with trying to discern reality from fantasy. Because that sounds like fantasy to me.
Or
somebody trying to scare somebody. I don't know. I mean, it just...
Right. Maybe it wasn't translated accurately. Maybe it's a hoax from the very get-go. Who knows? Although the government does have some pretty horrifying weapons. I mean, they're the
no doubt.
There's like the sound guns and the
they have the new microwave crowd control
guns.
They
make your skin feel like it's frying.
Yeah, they do that. That's one of the things they feel like it's okay to use on just people they don't like what they're doing. They're having speech they don't like. The dancer lady might get the microwave gun on her sometime.
Right.
Dancing at the memorial. It's no one's under any threat of violence or anything like that, but they will whip out that microwave gun because it's non-lethal.
Non-lethal.
Right?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? We'll just use it on these crowds because they're not dispersing when we want them to. And
you know, with something like a microwave gun, then talking about that could make a difference because there may be some way to counteract that. There may be, like, you might be able to hold up a piece of, like, a shield or something.
They've got press releases.
Block that sucker.
This is the thing. When the government says it's got a microwave gun that will make your skin feel like it's on fire, although it doesn't damage you permanently, you know, they're putting out a press release and saying, we're doing this.
Right,
and
you're not
the
hearing
news
about
there
it on
is,
a YouTube video.
Hey, people. The government doesn't care about you.
Right.
You know?
If they have a HARP gun, they'll be bragging about it.
Who knows what they'd be doing. But I don't know. But if they do have a HARP gun, and it doesn't seem very likely to me, most people will claim, oh, they caused Katrina. Why? Why?
Right.
So, right. You know, there's...
That's what gets me is the motivations for these things. It's just...
There's a lot of storytelling between here and there.
Right. Why? It's a great question. If they have this horrible weapon, this technology that allows them to control the weather,
then why wouldn't they announce it? Why wouldn't they brag about it? Why wouldn't they use it to threaten other countries? I mean, these people are always looking to have a new weapon. They're always looking to have some new destructive device.
And to hold it over someone in, exactly. in a threatening way to get their way.
Yeah. Americans love the idea that we can threaten the rest of the world. The citizens of America, on the aggregate, seem to love the idea that their country is the most powerful in the world.
They feel like that's
keeping
them safe.
Why wouldn't they want to give them more information to bolster that opinion?
Because a lot of people think that if you express the ability to bully other people, then they won't mess with you. See, then
sure.
that makes you safer.
They could also use it to intimidate the American people as well. You know, the president could get on television and he could say, "All right, New Orleans, we've been looking at your tax returns, and it seems like only 60% of you are complying with the income tax. If by this year you don't get that up to 75%, we are going to unleash torrential rains for 40 days and 40 nights." Why not? Why wouldn't that work? I mean, if it's true, if you really have the ability to control the weather, why not just throw it out there and let people know? I suppose then the idea is, well, they might be targeted for retaliation. But if that were the case, then wouldn't the spy organizations already know about it? I mean, wouldn't... clearly, if you on the Internet have found out about HAARP, then presumably the Russian, KGB or whatever it is that replaced them would know about this and would be actively attempting to... You know, we'd be hearing about radio towers being blown up in Alaska as the Russians were attempting to,
get rid of
this horrible weapon.
The problem with the Internet is that if I come up with a conspiracy theory and I put it out there, I can get people to pick it up and move that ball down the line. And if it gets enough people moving it down the line, you've got videos, you've got people testifying. Pretty soon, it looks like a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I was watching the... Jesus, the God Who Never Was, or whatever. We interviewed the filmmaker one time on the show, and he was talking about sort of internet memes. He made one up about the spammer who was killed by having a can of spam shoved down his throat, and put it out there as a story. This is a fictional story. The story got picked up. It got emailed. He knew how to make these things go viral. Mm-hmm. This was at a time when it was making the term
he didn't
going
even,
viral
he didn't,
didn't
even
exist
started
yet.
Out trying to pretend it was truthful.
No, he didn't. He made it as it was, as in fact it was a story, and it ended up not being a story. So there you go.
So there you go, indeed.
Alex Jones will be saying, "Hey, spam."
I don't know what Alex would do. I mean, I feel like he tries to research his stuff pretty well, but that's the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, it's so difficult to research these things that you need to kind of have a filter to some extent.
No doubt. Hey, by the way, there's a video worth watching. It's horrible. Over at copblock.org, it's the DC guy in a wheelchair. The cops take and slam to the ground. You guys seen this one yet?
No. Blood on the pavement from a disabled person.
They claim he fell out of the wheelchair.
It was on video. No, he didn't.
You watch the video and decide for yourself over at copblock.org. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Join Dale on his website, landingfreedom.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.